Donald Trump's battle lines.
This could be the ugliest campaign in modern times.
U.S. and Cuba restore diplomatic ties.
This is a moment of magnificent historical significance.
Flash floods hit Southern California.
I realized at that moment that we had to get the kids out.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. No apologies, no let-up from Donald Trump, the Republican presidential candidate at or near the top of the polls. Senator and Vietnam vet John McCain, his latest target.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured.
He said that at an Iowa event Saturday. He's refused to back down since.
I will say what I want to say, and maybe that's why I'm leading in the polls, because people are tired of hearing politicians and pollsters telling the politician exactly what to say.
And in a USA Today op-ed, Trump has intensified his attack, saying McCain, the politician, has abandoned veterans.
For me to look back in anger at anyone is non-productive.
McCain this morning told MSNBC Trump does not owe him an apology.
I think he may owe an apology to the families of those who have sacrificed in conflict and those who have undergone the prison experience in serving their country.
The Trump offensive been denounced by other Republican candidates.
It's just a disgrace.
It's not just absurd, it's offensive, it's ridiculous.
Donald Trump owes every American veteran, and in particular John McCain, an apology.
Veterans groups have blasted Trump. The Republican National Committee says there's no place in the party for comments that disparage those who have served honorably. GOP pollster and CBS News contributor Frank Luntz says this could eventually change the shape of the presidential race.
We have to start to consider the possibility of a third-party movement. Donald Trump has the money that Ross Perot had. He has an even greater degree of commitment to this race. He doesn't play by the rules that any other candidate plays.
It's a new day for the United States and Cuba. The countries have formally restored diplomatic ties for the first time since 1961. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
In Havana, there's no formal ceremony to mark the U.S. interest section reverting into a full-fledged embassy. Secretary of State Kerry will fly to Cuba in the near future to officially open the embassy. At the State Department, the Cuban flag was raised at 4 a.m., included with other flags from nations which the U.S. has diplomatic ties.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez will head a delegation of 34 from Havana, including senior officials and artists, for a ceremony that makes their country's low-key diplomatic offices here an official embassy. They'll raise Cuba's flag at a party to be attended by about 500 people, including members of Congress.
A just-released CBS News poll finds 58% supports renewed ties with Cuba. Rain came over the weekend to parched Southern California. It was enough to cause flash flooding in some places and undermine a section of Interstate 10, the main route into Arizona.
What we had was just too much water and debris washing underneath at one time, and it just took out the columns and the roadway collapsed.
Terry Kasinga of Caltrans says one driver was hurt. Others were stranded when the bridge section came down. Mike Radford of the California Highway Patrol says repairs are going to take a while.
We are expecting that roadway most likely to be completely shut down for approximately 1 week.
Now to Chattanooga and the latest on the man who shot and killed five military members last week.
His family says personal struggles over depression, drug and alcohol abuse may have pushed 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz over the edge. Ibrahim Asa heard from the father of Abdulaziz over the weekend.
He was in the dark on what his son has done, and he's very devastated.
Family members now say one of the reasons Abdulaziz went to Jordan last summer was to try and straighten out his life. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Chattanooga.
The penalty phase in the Colorado movie theater massacre trial begins this week. Jurors rejected the insanity defense for James Holmes last week. CBS's Lee Frank says the shooting took place 3 years ago today.
Some parents of theater shooting victims are speaking out about gun violence. Sandy Phillips and her husband are now activists after their daughter Jessica was shot to death in the theater.
I think we've all had feelings since Columbine. How could this happen?
When Jesse was killed, of course, we knew we had to come into the movement. You had to do something.
They say guns and ammo should not be sold to mentally ill, violent people such as the movie theater gunman. Lee Frank, CBS News, Centennial, Colorado.
Banks reopened in Greece today for the first time in 3 weeks, but withdrawals are still restricted. At stores, prices are rising because of new taxes demanded by Greece's creditors. This Athens restaurant owner has no choice but to go along.
People who have places like a restaurant or a coffee place, it's difficult now to change the prices.
Defense Secretary Ashton Carter's in Israel for meetings with critics of the Iran nuclear deal. The agreement's 60-day review period for Congress gets underway today. Hackers claim to have hit the dating website for cheating spouses, Ashley Madison.
It's not just husbands Ashley Madison's appealing to.
You didn't.
I did.
The website's parent company has confirmed the breach and personal information may have been compromised. The site has 37 million members. Because of weekend weather, golf's third major tournament of the year will be finished up today. CBS's Steve Futterman's at the British Open. He joins us live from St. Andrews, Scotland.
And, Steve, it could be an historic day here at the place where modern golf first became popular. 21-year-old American Jordan Spieth is just one stroke behind the leaders. Spieth has already won the Masters and the U.S. Open. If he wins today, he would have a chance next month at the PGA Championship to become the first golfer ever to win golf's Grand Slam in the same year.
I'd like to have a chance to do something nobody's ever done.
Also trying to make history today, 22-year-old Irish amateur Paul Dunne. He is tied for the lead. No amateur has won the British Open since 1930. Live at the British Open in St. Andrews, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Competitive surfer Mick Fanning had to fight off a shark during a televised event off South Africa. He tells Fox Sports Australia it came up on him from behind.
I just saw fins. I was waiting for the teeth to come at me as I was swimming. I was like, ah!
Did you get a couple punches in?
I punched it in the back, yeah.
Fanning swam away, wasn't hurt. A rescuer pulled him out of the water. 46 years after the first moon landing, the National Air and Space Museum is taking steps to preserve Neil Armstrong's space suit. They've launched a crowdfunding campaign to try to raise $500,000 to build a climate-controlled display for it. On the Health Watch, CBS's Barry Bagnano has a look at how loneliness can impact our memory as we age.
It's not unusual for older people to experience more loneliness, for instance, after the loss of a spouse, but it's something that can lead to another more feared condition of old age. At the Alzheimer's Disease Conference here, Dr. Nancy Donovan of Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital is revealing the results of a 12-year study of about 8,000 adults.
Being lonely was associated with an accelerated rate of cognitive decline. They had a 20% faster rate of decline.
This was independent of depression, which also can impact cognitive function. She hopes doctors will recognize the relationship and intervene when dealing with patients who are lonely. Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
Emmy-winning character actor Alex Rocco died over the weekend at 79. Rocco's best known for playing casino owner Mo Green in The Godfather. That led to other tough guy roles. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.